We are on Daf, Hey Hey, Amid Aleph. Let us start the small base from the Ein Mishpat Tana Rabbanon, Olu Baitzmochim Machmas Hamake. Sores or types of boils and infections came about machmas hamakeh, eis demakeh, was the sibbe why this occurred. Or, case number two, or v'nistara hamakeh, the makeh seemingly had been healed, and then it became niskalkal again. His chayiv la'apaisai, so the chayiv ripui still exists, even though it seemingly had healed, or even though it's not the makeh that is now hurting him, it's the tzmochim that came about, it's a peil yoytzei from the makeh, so he's mechuyev to be merapim, v'chayev litaloi demei shiftoi. He's chayev to pay him shebes, that means because of these tzmochim, he is unable to work, so he has to pay shebes. That is, if it is machmas hamake, shaloi machmas hamake, what is, if this occurred, shaloi machmas hamake, and as we'll see later, shaloi machmas hamake means that he was over al divrei haroife, the doctor gave him a strict diet he had to follow in order to ensure that the make would heal properly, and he did not follow the doctor's instructions, and because of that, the makeh didn't heal. Einai chayiv l'rapoi, so einai chayiv l'itonloi d'mei shifte, then there's no chiyuv to pay for the ripoi, and he's not mechuyiv l'itonloi d'mei shifte. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda says, af machmas hamakeh chayiv l'rapoi, so Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though the smochim were machmas hamake, he's only chayv l'rapoisai ve'enei chayv litaloi d'mei shiftoi. So, the chachomim oimrim, shiftoi urufuosai kol shechayiv b'sheves chayiv b'ripui, she'enei chayiv b'sheves enei chayiv b'ripui. So we have here a three-way machlokes. If it was olu b'itzmochim machmas hamake, what is mechuyev to pay? Tanakam says it's mechuyev to pay shebes and ripui. Rabbi Yehuda says it's mechuyev to pay ripui and not shebes. The Chachamim hold, since he doesn't pay shebes, he doesn't pay ripui. And now we just have to understand what is the case of machmas hamake that is potter to pay according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonim Basroi. B'mai komiflegi, what is the machlokes over here by machmas hamake if you're mechuyev to pay or not? Omar Rabbe, so Rabbe said, Ashkechesinu l'Rabbonim Deveira. I found the Talmidim of Rab. The Yosvi v'Komri, and they said a very interesting pshat in the Machlokes. Ocho b'mako nitno li'aged komiflegi. Does the Nizik, who has a makeh, and we have to understand, this makeh was sensitive to cold. So therefore, the Nizik, in order to feel better, he wrapped it up. He wrapped up the makeh, so it's warm. So now it's not cold. Now he doesn't have pain from the makeh because he wrapped it up. But this wrapping up prevents the air from coming to the makeh, and it prevents the healing of the makeh. So what is the din? So the ma'isa, the makeh is not healing, and he's asking for antibiotics, keseida, because the makeh isn't healing. But in Yesod, the Makkah isn't healing because of the actions of the Nizik. The Nizik is covering the Makkah, making it warm and wet. And that is the Sibbe, why it is not healing. So the Rabban and the Beirav said, Hoche b'maka nitna la'aged kamiflegi. Does the Nizik have a right to do this? That means the Mazik is telling him, I made a makke, so the ask any doctor, the only way it can be healed is if you'll expose it to the air, and that's how the makke will heal. You're wrapping it around, and they'll never heal because of that. And the Nizik says, if I expose it to the air, I have a lot of pain. It bothers me. Therefore, I'm covering it. So the Talmidim of Rav said that is the Machloikis, the Tanekame and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan Savri, the Tanekame holds, Mako Nitna Liyoge, the Nizik is right. Listen, I know when I never told you to give me the Makke. Now I have a Makke, so it's painful. It's sensitive to the cold, so I have to wrap up the Makke. Because of this, the Makkah isn't healing, so you have to pay ripui, but you have to pay ripui in Shabbos. That's not my fault. I'm not mechuyev to suffer because that will mean you'll have to pay more doctor bills and Shabbos bills. I'm sorry. For Rabbi Yehuda suffer Makkah lo nitna liyoged. Listen, he's mechuyev to be merapi you. The Makkah would heal if you wouldn't. The Makkah would heal if you wouldn't have wrapped it around. So he gave you enough money for Ripui and for Shabbos. Now you want to be comfortable and thus, so listen, this is ready. He was Yaitse his Chir. Makkah le'nitna la'age. So if they hold Makkah le'nitna la'age, so why did Rabbi Yehuda make up Shore? He said, Shabbos you don't pay, but Ripui you do pay. If it's Lenitna Logate, so what's the difference? So Rabbi Yehuda is as follows. Ripui de Tony Bekro Mechayev. This is a Yitaloshin. Rape ye rape. Now what's the Yitaloshin? So the Yitaloshin wants to be Marbe, that even though he was Ma'aged the Make, and that is the reason why it is not healing properly. And really, it's loy nitna logate, and you saw the mazik as a taina that who told you to be magid the market. Afalpikin, I have a yitter alosh and rape ye rape, so the tale was mab, afalpikin, ripo ye have to pay. Sheves, the loy tona beikro, sheves doesn't say twice, it's a shifta yitain, so you pay the sheves, loy mechai. That's how the Rabbonon, the Veirav, were Mazbel, the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. V'amina lohu ano. So, Rabbi said, I told them, I wish to disagree with you. That is not the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakam. Imake loinitna looge. If Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person, the Nizik in Yesod, has no right to wrap around the Makkah, and in Yesod, in this din, the Mazik is right, is Ripi Nami Loi Mechai. You have an extra Rapi Yerapi, but the Ripi also has to make sense. I mean, if in Yesod, this is coming about through the Pshia of the Nizik, And in Lamais in this din, the Mazik is right, so why should he pay Ripui? So therefore, I disagree with you. Elo, so Mamela, so Rabbi said, I'll tell you a different shot in the Machloikis. The Kulei Alma Mako Nitna Liyoge. Everyone holds that the Nizik has a right to cover the Makke. But, Eilu dvorim sheyesh lam shir. V'lei nitna la'aget la'aget yaseirach. Man, good. You could cover it, but you have to leave some space for the air to come in. You shouldn't make 20 layers of covering. I mean, there's a normal amount of covering is permissible, but going overboard and agad yisera, that already you don't have any right to do. Is Amuda Sava given the loy nit of al kaponim of pshat is like this, but lidach gisa, this is a very fine line that we're coming to the nizik. You could have covered it, but it's 17 times, not 18 times. I mean, this is a fine line to differentiate between the agad which is permissible and the agad yisera which is already not permissible. This is already a smaller pshia on the nizik, that the nizik went and made more than the necessary agad. So Rabbi Yehuda Sava, kiven delay nitnel agad yisaida, is ripi the tani beikra. So the Torah, but it is, again, there's a, the Torah, this is an extra, extra word by Rifi Rapa Yerape is Mechayiv, see Mechuyiv, so the Torah said, and Ripui is still Mechuyiv to pay because it's not such a Pshia Mitzad the Nizik. Sheves the Loitone Beikro Loi Mechayiv. So that was the Pshara of the Torah. The Rabbonon Sovri in the Tanakama holds, Kivin the Tone Beikro Beripui. Asheves nami mechay the iskish laripoy. There's a hekish sheves shifta yitim verapay yerapay. There's a hekish sheves taripoy. So if there's a gilu yakro that by agad yisera you pay ripoy, well then you pay sheves. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar sheves loy mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda says no sheves shenat chayev on agad yisera. The miyatei rachmone rak, it says rak shiftei. So rak is a meal. The Rabbona and the Tanekame that holds that you do pay Shabbos, Rak l'shaloi machmas hamaka huda osa. Rak is coming and shaloi machmas hamaka. If he did not comply with the doctor's instructions, that means we'll see later. The doctor told him he shouldn't have dvash v'chol mini mesike, which is not good for hamaka. And he didn't comply, and he ate it. So there is a meal. There you're potter from Shabbos. So that means, be'emes, and according to the Chachamim, is very good. That means, even though Agad Yisera, it's also his fault in Yisod. It's his fault. But there the Torah was Mechayiv the Mazik to pay. There the Pshia is not so great, so the Torah said, that the Mazik has to pay for all they have saved them that the Nizik is offering, the Mak isn't being healed and he's bottom in Malachtoi. That's by Agad Yisera. But if he was a bigger Peshaya, good, the doctor said you're not allowed to eat Masika and he wants to continue eating Masika, that's a Pshia, that you have no right to do. So there the Mazik is not Mechuyiv to pay for the Ripui and Sheves for Shaloi Machmas Hamake. So Bemis and the Chachamim hold there's a Hekish Sheves L'Ripui, and there's a Ripui by Ripui, which is Megala by Sheves also, and there's a Miut by Sheves, which is Megala by Ripui also. So the ribui is by agad yisera you pay everything, and the miut is that by shalei machmas hamaka you don't pay anything. Ula rabbon. So now we understand now the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Ula rabbonam basroi. Now the rabbonam basroi hold that you potter by agad yisera you potter afilu from ripo yosa. Rabbon and Basroi, they say there's a hekish. The omri kol shechayiv b'sheves chayiv b'ripoi. Chol sheine chayiv b'sheves eine chayiv b'ripoi. So mele they said, there's no chi of Sheves by Agad Yisera. That Rabbi Yehuda also holds there's no chiyuv Shabbos. Rak shivtoi. So there's a hekish, ripui to Shabbos. For that the Gemara, ripui de toni beikro lomoli. So the Gemara asks, so what did the Rabbonim Basroi do with the Yitar Haloshin, rapoi, rapeis? So what is that coming to tell us? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakhama came to tell us there's a chiyuv ripui by Agad Yeseira, but according to the Chachamim, there is no chiyuv ripui by Agad Yeseira. So the Gemara answers, mi boile lech desanye dvei Rabbi Yishmoel. Desanye dvei Rabbi Yishmoel, oimer, ורפוי ירפוי מכאן שניתן רשוס לרויפי לרפויס. And a רויפי is permitted to be מרפ. What does he רשי? זאת רשי, דמי שיפטוי, דמחמס הצמוחים, because of the צמוחים that were all who, is not for the mishkov, so he is bedridden. Hochi gasina, vachachomim oimrim, shiftoi urufuosoi, kel sheyeshnoi, ikishon akosot. There's a hekish between Shabbos and Ripui. Vizeh, and by machmas amake, shein chayiv b'shabbos, because it says rak shiftoi, nechayiv b'ripui. V'rabonon kamoi, mechayiv ilel tavayu. Nitno la agad, nitno rishus lenechbal loigdo is permitted to cover it. Ula atfo mibnei tzahatzino, because of the pain he has, when it's exposed to the cold, he has pain. And after he covers it, vo'ilen atzmochim machmas hevel v'choim ha'agad, but because of that it is not open to the air, and there's hevel v'chaim, it's warm, so it doesn't heal properly, and it's mochim a'oila. Lo'initna reshus la'agit, this was the Rabbonin de'verav. B'zeh la'anosei ogat, so he had no right b'chal to do this, so he did it for his own benefit. Hilkach smochim sholo bo'ena la'mazik li'schayim alayim. The Tonebei, the Shona Olavakosev, it says twice, Verapoy, Yerapay, Verabonon Tanekama, what they did do with the Rak, Rak Shaloy Machmas, Hamaka also, Shaova Aldivre Roifei, Kedemaforish Lekama. Then the Gemara asked, according to the Rabbonon Basroi, what do they do with the Kefal Aloshin, Nidna Rishus, Leroifei Lerapoys, Loyamrinen Rachmone, why do you need reshus? Loyamrinen Rachmone Mochi V'iyu Masi. I mean, what is pshat? A person got sick. The Rabbeinu Shloim punished him. This is an einish mina shemayim. So you're doing keneged rotzon Hashem? That's what I would think. So kamash malon nitna reshus l'roife l'rapi. Let us see Taisvis, Olu Baitzmochim, Shaloi Amdu Mairi. Now, there's a Gemara further that says, Elachatchile, when one comes to Bezdin, there is, Bezdin is Oymed, how much the Refua will cost completely. That means, in Tashlume Ripui, it doesn't work that every day the nechbal has to come to the chayvel. I need $5 today to buy some pills and some ointment. It's the bezin is oimed bakel mikel koil. How much money will the whole ripui take? And that's how much he gives them. I mean, he gives them on the spot. The chayvel gives them Nechbal on the spot, this amount of money, a good talk. So the Gemara says further that Tzadik Aleph, there's two chidushim. One chidush is, Bezdin was aimed that he'll need medication for 2 months. So Bezdin was machayev, the chayvot, to give him medication for 2 months. This Nechbal, after 2 days, aleidigt. He's finished, he's healed completely. So the Gemara says, he doesn't have to give back the money. The Oymed was for this, that's what he had, Siyata Dishmaya, and he was healed. But the Chiyav Ripui, according to the Oymed of Bezin, was for 2 months, that's how much he owed him. The Idach Gise, what is the din if Bezin was Oymed that they'll take 2 months, and after 2 months he still, the Rafu isn't working, he needs another 2 months of Rafu. So there the din is Faker, Bezin Paskin, you have to give for 2 months. What the reason is irrelevant. But the Oymed of Bezin was you have to give for 2 months. So Memele, even though after 2 months it's not healed, he was Yaitze, his Chiyav Tashlum Eripa. But that is, if there was an Oymed of Bezin, and he paid up, so then finished, so it's a late. He pays, that's a Bezin that he's Mechuyav to pay, he's Mechuyav to pay. If this Bezin didn't make an Oymed, so then, so there's no Oymed, so Kozman, he's ill, he has to give him Ripui. So Taisa says, Olu Boi Tzmochim, Kshaloi Amdu Mairi. We're speaking about the Kshaloi Amdu, it's Olu Boi Tzmochim, Machmas Amake. The Iba Amdu, Amrina Lekaman Amdu, Vayim Misnaina Vayilach, and Noisim Leela Kamaish Amdu. If it was Amdu, and Bezin already gave a oymet, how much money he has to give, he doesn't have to give more. Shenitna Rishus L'Roife L'Rapais. Now, Baksach Midas is Amir Dike Toysvitz. V'im Toyma, Frak Toysvitz, V'me Rapai L'Chudei Shaminalei. I mean, if you have a Shaila, is a doctor permitted to be Merapa Achoyle? You have a Pesach Shaila, Ashkofa Dike Shaila. So, it says Rapai. No? So you see, the doctor's permitted to be merapa. Need rapa, ye rapa. Ve'eshloima, zuktaisvis, tahava mina hana mili imake bidei odom. And let's, the posik is speaking about the chirivim anoshim, and the vikis eshchayeyu, and of all the mishkap, aganza maise. This was, why did he get sick? Why does he need refuah? It was a make bidei odom. Avol choyli habo bidei shemayim. But if a person is sick from a choyli habo bidei shemayim, out of the clear blue sky, no one did anything to him, all of a sudden, like there's no fala mishko. What is pshat in this? There's one pshat. This is min ha-shemayim. Nire kisoyser gzeira samelach. So this seems, so he got sick min ha-shemayim. So what are you doing now in interfering with the Gzeiras HaMelech? Kamash Malon, the Shori. So the pasuk is that this is permissible. So I'd like to be ma'irer. There's dachsech mir amir dike machloikes between the Chayvus Avodes, the Chinuch, the Chaim HaKodesh, and the Netziv. The Chayvus Avodes and the Chinuch say a Yesod that it is impossible for a person to be Meiria or to be Meitiv to someone else. You can't be Meiria. If Reuven is Meiria to Shimon, that's because there was a Gzeira min HaShemayim that something ra should happen to Shimon. It wasn't a Gzeira that Reuven should do it. Reuven will be nenesh on that. He didn't have a message min HaShemayim, you should do it. But that, Reuven wanted to be Meiria Shimon, but the success that Reuven had was because it was Nigza that Shimon has to suffer this Ra, and that's why he was successful. There's even a Meirdike Zeira Kodesh which says much more than this. There's a Zeira Kodesh that says that but let's not get into that. And the Chayvus Avodes says a person can't even be Meiria himself either. He's not a violent. And Be'etzim, there's a Mishnah. Bar Kol Chachat Tochai. What's that Bar Kol Chachat Tochai? If a person doesn't want to die, he'll take a bottle of poison or jump off the Williamsburg Bridge. It's what's a bakochach atachai. So it says, no. The Rabbi Nishlam wants that you should live. The Lamaisa, something's going to happen. When you start taking the poison, it's going to slip out of your hand. Someone's going to go. You want to jump over something. You won't die. The Rabbi Nishlam wants you to die. You'll die, Taka. But you'll be nenash, zukta chayvis avos, because you have no right to kill yourself. So just like if someone else will kill you, it was nigza mina shamayim, you should die. So if you kill yourself, it's also nigza, but that doesn't pater you. You're ma'abedat miladas. You're responsible for the action. That means the end results, whatever occurs, is mina shamayim. Something good happened to you, something bad happened to you. You know why this happened. This is the Rabbi Nishloim. If a person did something good, he'll get schar, do something to bear, he'll be nenash. But the result, the sibbe of the occurrence is minashamayim. So therefore, the chinuch says, that's shan the love of leisikim leisita. Someone did bad to you. Someone take revenge. He did bad to you. I'm sorry. It's not him. It's the Rabbi Nishloim. And the chinuch brings a raya. When Shimi ben Gera was Mekalul David and he was throwing stones at him, so what did David say? Hashem Amaleka. It's not. If I'm suffering now, this is from the Rabbi Yishlo. That is the Chinuch and the Chavis Alvovitz. The Chaim HaKodesh in Parshas Vayeshev says Pshat in the Posik Vayatzileu Miyodom that the Shvatim threw Yosef into the boil, Yatzileu Miyoda, and Reuben was Matzel Yosef Miyoda. No, he says they wanted to kill him, and he said no, throw him into the boil. This is that, but he told them not to kill him, to throw him into the boil. Yatzileu Miyoda. Frekter Chaim Hakodesh, Hashem Atzolos does. There was Nechoshim Bakrabim in the boil. Etzileu Miyodom. He was Matzel Yosef Miyodom. He threw him into a boil. But Nechoshim Bakrabim. So Te'achayim HaKodesh, Nibin Zazayir HaKodesh, that Nechoshim Bakrabim, like in Nechoshim Bakrabim, they will not be Mazik if there's not a Gzeirah Min HaShemayim. But a Baal Bechira is bekoyach to be mazik afilu, there's no gzeirah min HaShemayim. A Baal Bechira can kill them. Vayatzileihu mi yodom. That was that solar. That means they could have accomplished, if they wanted to kill Yosef, they could have killed Yosef afilu, they could have killed Yosef afilu, it wasn't nigzer all of min HaShemayim that he should die. We see such a concept by Kshofim, Manua, Badua, Nikro, Shmom, Kshofim, Shemakrishim, Pamalya, Shal, Milo. So Rashi says in Sanhedrin, Afa, Gavshla, Yenigza, Olof, Sheyomus, but through the Kayach of Kishuf, they can make that a person should die. So that's according to the Chaim HaKodesh is Meiridik, this Taisvis. This Taisvis says that the chiddush of niten rishus l'roife l'rapeis, that Rashi is saying that we have min ha'ker l'roife b'merape, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mochi va'at mosi, that Rabbi Yishlam made him sick, who are you now? Don't mingle in the Rabbi Yishlam's anhoges. So Taisa says, yeah, that's by achilim min ha'shamayim. Achilim min ha'shamayim, that's right. The middle, all of a sudden, the middle of the day, all of a sudden he gets sick. You call a doctor? Who made him sick? The Rabbi Yishlam made him sick. So let the Rabbi Yishlam take care of him. Don't you mingle into the Rabbi Yishlam's cheshbonos. But the case of the Pasuk is speaking bidei Adam. You know why he's sick? Because a person made him sick. So according to the Chaim HaKodesh, it's very good. So this is, I'm not mingling with the Rabbi Yishlam's cheshbonos at all. He made him sick. So I'm being merapim. The chiddush of rapi yerapi is, when the Rabbi Yishlam made him sick, but according to the Chavis Halvovis and the Chinuch, so what's Pshat? Hanimi Limaki Bidei, it's not Bidei Odom, It's the same Rabbeinu Shalom. What's the chilek? If it was such a chayli, this person is also bidei shamay. There's a Meiridike Ramban, Nataz. It's a very interesting lotion. Nitain rishus l'roife l'rapois. There's a Taz in Luchas Roifim, there's a Ramban in Parshas Bechukosai, that they said as follows, that in matters, the Madrege of Klal Yisrael, that means if they would be on a truly high Madrege, so then Take, then we work only with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. This a person is sick, the sickness came zicha from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to be mispalo. And you have to do tshuva. That's if there you have to look at the cause of the sickness, and if you know the cause, you know how to get rid of the sickness. But not all Yidden are zoiche to be on this madrege sheyeosa nes al yodam. That means, Bemison, this is an ahogenisi. That means that, and so the Rabbeinu Shalom was matter to be misnaig with hanoge tivi. That means the Rabbeinu Shalom made that al pi derech hateva. We're not talking about the reason for the machle. The reason for the machle is that sicher. The reason for the machle is that the Rabbeinu Shalom is manishim and that has reasons. But the Rabbeinu Shalom put into the teva that there are oifanim how to cure machlis. And if a person is not on this madrege of being zoiche to anhoge nisi, is memela nitin rishus, he can ask the doctor for the refuah, and the doctor is permitted to be merape. That is the nitin rishus l'reife l'rapes. Zot the Gemara weiter, Tana Rabba, Minayim Shimolu Boitzmochim Machmas Amake, or Venister Amake, we said Machmas Amake means that he made an Agad Yisaira, and because of that, it was Olu Boitzmochim, or Nister Amake, Shechayb L'Rapoisei, this is like the Tanakame that we had in the previous Barais. Yochel afilu shaloi machmas amake. What is if these tzmochim came about shaloi machmas amake? Tamaloi merak. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yudah Omer af machmas amake, even though it was because of an agad yeseire potter. Zosa Potter. Shenema Rak. So he's Potter from Sheves. Ikodem af Machmas Hamake Potter legamri, ke Rabbonon Basroi. So since you're Potter from Sheves, or Makesh Ripui to Sheves. Ikodem af Machmas Hamake Potter mi Sheves, vachai beripi, ke man kebur, like his father, Rabbi Yehuda, that holds, that Machmas Hamake Yochayev, Ripui and Potter from Shabbos. Talmud Loime, Rashi, Shifta Yitim, Verapa, Yerapa, Shona, Kosov, Beripui, Lachaivoi, Afala, Tzmochim, Vehikish, Shabbos, Leripui. That's the Tanakam. Omar, Mar, Yochel, Afulu, Shaloi, Machmas, Amak. Now, we had a limud rak, that shaloi machmas amake yopoto. Tamaloi ma rak. Frek the Gemara, shaloi machmas amake boiko. So the Gemara understood that the tzmochim came about for a different reason in Ganson. It has nothing to do with the make. He gave him a make. And then, because of another sibe, It's all about smachim. So you need a miyut that the chayvul doesn't have to pay for this smachim. Versteht sich. Why should he have to pay for this? Omri, my shaloi machma samake kidisanya. Shaloi machma samake means, as the maka alone, it would have healed. No, because of his actions, it didn't heal. What's pshat? Harei sha'ova al divrei roife. He did not follow the instructions of the roife. Va'ochal dvash, I call me nimisikin. He ate honey, or all sweetened, or all types of sweets. It's not good for a maka. The doctor warned him, and he ate it, and it didn't heal because of this. And because of this, the maka was hella galgusni, which we'll see later exactly what this means. Because he's coming, listen. I always ate sweets. I was mispallowed the whole year that there should be a Shana Tovah Mesukah. I wanted, I was Magdim, because they not only Rosh Hashanah. And now I have a Makkah, so Mimele says, I can't eat anymore. I'm sorry. My Derech HaChaim, I'm going to continue, and because of this, there'll be more doctor bills, so let him pay for it. I mean, I'm not going to suffer. And that, there's a ribuy, no. He's mechuyev to pay for your ribuy, for your sheves, if you follow doctor's orders. But, and if by following doctor's orders, the maka would have been healed, so that's all he's mechuyev to pay. You have your cheshbonis, gesundheit, but not on his cheshbon, he doesn't have to pay for your cheshbonis. So, Mamela, Tamaloy Marak, Frek the Gemore, my Gargusni. Now, what is, you said, if a person has sweets, so it's not good for the Make, what is this Gargusni? Omer Abaye, Naso Krichto. Now, what does this mean? So, Trashi, Naso Krichto, Boso Mace. It seems the meat dies, it doesn't heal, it dies. Mayas vose, so now the Gemara asks, what's the refuah take? Aholo vikiro vikalbe. Sarashi says, aholo ahalmi balaz, which they say is aloe. Vikiro is shavo, wax. Vikalbo is resin, shebechovye shel yain. Could be just the resin and the wood of the chovyes. Maybe it's, may they make an ointment out of it, and this can help to revitalize the bosa. What does Taisa say? Ova divrei roife lechoshiv lepeshei kol kach. It means it's not so poshit that the nizik is wrong. You could hear his side of the story also. So here we need a Gilui Akro to say no. In Tashlumi Nezokin, the Mazik is not mechuyev to give ripui in order that the Nizik should follow his lifestyle. He's mechuyev, now the Yisamak is mechuyev to follow the instructions of the doctor. Now a very interesting halachis. The Omalei Asyoch Ano. This chayvul who was mazikin, he needs ripui, so he comes over to the nechbal. I have a doctor's degree, shows him his degree. He's a practicing physician. I'll take care of you. I'll be merap for you. I don't have to give you money. I'm a doctor. On my lay, so the nechbal can tell him, domis alai ka arye arde. In my eyes, you're like an ari oirev. That means, in my eyes, I have no faith and trust in you. Zokta Rosh, there's a Merdeka Rosh over here. Yochel hanizik loimer ein refu oscha mekubelis alai. Your refu is not mekubel alai. V'afilu sheyadua shehu roife. We're not talking about, he's a roife taki, he's a practicing physician. The tzorech sheyi yehei l'choyle nachas ruach min roife. Perhaps this is a chelik of the refuid. The chayla has to trust the roife. If there's no trust, there's no refuid. I'm sorry. There's no, it won't heal. There has to be a trust that the chayla has in the roife. And you broke my hand. Now you're going to put it back together again. I'll upon him. That's no way. The Omalai Maisina Asya the Mogem Bemogem. No, Chayvo told him, you know, there's a lot of doctor bills involved. So he says, you know, I have a friend of mine that'll do it for free. So Mamela, I don't want to give you money. I'll call my friend. Why should I have to spend money? You need a doctor. I have a doctor. It won't take any money. Omalai, so the Nechbal can tell him, Ashi the mogin be mogin mogin shov. A doctor that doesn't take any money is worthless. I don't want such a doctor. Zamir de Kerosh over here. Zukterosh, ksheein haroife mekabel schar. If the roife is not getting money, he's doing it for free. Ein liboy umachshavtoi medagdek beiker tzoirech hachoyle. There's Lev and Moyach over here. There has to be a sensitivity of the Lev of the Reife to the Chayle. There has to be Machshove, how to heal him. If you give him money, money speaks. He'll get interested in the Chayle and there'll be Lev and Machshove. But Kivin Shaini Mitzapa LeKabel Schar, there's no Indian of being mekabel schar, so it seems it doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. That means so the effort that the roife will put in to being merapa the machla will be not a true effort. So Mamele says, I'm sorry, that's not called ripui. Agav uche, there's a meiradike Droshes Haran, in Droshes Haran, it says that when Yitzchok wanted to be Mevorech Esav, he told them, Ovelitzayim Vasilam Atamim, and I'll give you a broche. Why was this necessary? So Dachsachme, the Droshes Haran says, Fakert, in broch it also works that way. If I'm nene from you, you're being mahanami, there's a greater kirov adas. It works like that. And he dachsme brings a raya, when it says in the Novi, when Shaul lost the asoines, so they went to the roya, they went to the Novi to ask where the asoines were. So there it says in the posik, but what do we have to give him? We have to give the Novi something. There is such a concept. If a person is deriving benefit from a nitzrach, so he gives over more. I'm not mistaken, someone wanted to be, or was a menayel of a yeshiva. He wasn't taking any money. He did it also l'shem shemayim. Rabbi Yankov told him he should take money. Doing it as a l'shem shemayim, it's different. If you're taking a salary, it's a different type of a simas leit. Fine. The oma maisina loch asya rechike. Fine. Now this chayvel is trying in all ways possible. It's a big doctor bill there. He says, you know, I have a, here in this city, the doctors are very expensive. I have a doctor that, a korev, an uncle of mine that's a doctor. He lives far away. I'll get him to come here and he'll be merapiyu. But he takes lower rates and I'm paying him. So he can tell an Amalei Asi Rechike Eina Avira. So Trashi, Asi Chano, Gomalei Mazik Asi Chano, Ani Merapi Yoisach Veini Noisin, the May Asiach, Asi Rechike, Umoizel Gabi, that means he gives me a discount, it's my uncle. Eina Avira, and a doctor that is not on the premises, he lives far away, that means his reputation is not at stake for whatever he does for me. That means he can do, go away, he can botch up the job, he can blind me. It doesn't bother him. Who's going to go? He lives 200 miles away. It won't bother his reputation. The Rosh says, Roife shehu mim koimoi medaktik yoisik desh la yafsid hamcha osoi. That means he has a reputation. So memela, so that's the ABCs of a Roife. You need money and reputation. And then he functions to the best of his capabilities. The Omale, hayech havli ledidi. Another case over here. The Nizik is also a doctor. Listen, I'll take care of myself. You just give me the money. I'll take care of myself. I'll take care of myself. You just give me the money. You're the doctor and I'm giving the money, so you won't be medactic with all the hitzos. I'm paying for it, so memela. So I will not get, if I have a doctor who's not a negeya, so memela, we get a standard price, what is needed for the refuah. You're gonna take care of the refuah, so you'll be machmer and you'll go overboard a little bit. Peshata benafshecha. And you'll take more than is necessary. I mean, you're the one that's deciding how much I owe you. I can't trust you. The Amalei, if that's the problem, koitzli miketz. Let's make a price, how much it is. I won't ask you more money, koitzli miketz, a price. Ask another doctor how much it costs. Cost $500, fine. Give me the $500, and we're finished. Amalei kosh came to peshata benafshecha bekorli sheir amazik. He says, no, I'm also not asking. You know what's going to happen? He's going to give you, I'm going to give you the $500. So you'll start, just like, if someone, crashed into the car. So you go to the mechanic, how much does it cost to fix the dent? $500. Then you take the $500 and what's the chilek if the dent is fixed, is not fixed. I got $500. So Lamai says, it's going to be the same thing over here. I'm going to give you $500 for the refuah, which tak is, tak is $500. You must say, it's a shop. $500 is not a kleinigkeit. So you'll take the $500 for yourself. You won't be merapi yourself. So what's bothered us more? Oh, but everyone start talking. Huh? You'll be walking around in the streets groaning and thus. Everyone is going to say, why are you groaning? He was mazik me. So memela, you'll keep the money. You won't be merapi yourself properly. And then I'll be called a sheir amazik. So memela, no. So we can't use the nizik also as the reife. I saw in the Val Yaakov, what's the Taisvus first of all? Taisvus says, Ashi, the Mogin Shirape Bechinam Krevo, Koshkan the Nichli Bochadi Poshata Benafshecha, Gai Gnai Godo Huli, the Kogoli Sher Amazik. They'll call me a Sher Amazik. Taisvus, Poshata Benafshecha, Mavsadis Li, this is the first case. We're on a Echad Leim Du, a peasant weren't Toymid. So memela, so then there's such a time also, you'll try to take out more money from me. The Dvar Yaakov brings a chakir and a chroinim, brings a bochonon, the Bichas Avrom, this chiyuv of ripui, what is the yisoid achiyuv? Is the yisoid achiyuv to be merape? And versteht sich, you merape through paying money, but good, you have to pay the doctor, whatever. But al koponim, the yisoid achiyuv is lerapoi. Or the yisoid achiyuv is, since I made you sick, I owe you the mei haripoi. I owe you the mei haripoi. L'may nafkemine. So they say two moiridike nafkemines. One nafkemine is, what happened if the nechbo died? What happens now? So if you learn, I owe you nezik, tzal, that's, I owe you, I made you sick, so I owe you the me'aripis, I owe you the me'aripis, so pay to the ocean. If the whole chiyuv is l'rapoisoi, not negay anymore. One nafkamina. That nafkamina Rabbi Chonon speaks about. There's another nafkamina. What happens if the nechbal owes the chayvel $500? He owes him from a chayv, he owes him $500. Ve'eloi, he doesn't have what to pay, he owes him $500. So if it's a chayv momin, I owe you money to be merapa yourself. So he says, fine, I owe you money, but let's not forget, you also owe me money. Fine. So we'll cancel out. I owe you $500, you owe me $500, finish the lady. But if it's a chiyuv l'rapoisoi, so it's two different things. You mechuyev to be merapeh, I owe you money, that's right. But you mechuyev to be merapeh me. The Dvar Yaakov brings a raya from our Gemara. The Gemara says, that the chayvel want to say, I'll heal you. I reife bechinam. The Gemara devices was such a tzatz, it seems you don't owe money. You mechuyev to be merape. That's what he wants to bring a raya. Dachsach mir, it's not a raya. Because without the cheshbonus of the Gemara, ano asyach, I'm giving you shavah kesef. That means I'm giving tapo with you. I feel that the chiv is to give money for refuah, so if I'm being metapel with you, that's shavah kesef. It's, I'm giving you money. This is a service as a monetary value. Then he asks another kasha. He asks a kasha, he says, if you'll say the chiv is l'rapoisoi, the Gemara says that, if the Nechbal said, give me the money and I'll be merapa myself. So the Chayvul says, no, I don't want to do this because you'll use the money for yourself and you won't be merapa yourself and people will call me Asher Amazik. So yes, if the Chiv is l'rapoisoi, so let him say, if you're not going to be merapa yourself, so why should I give you the money, Gan? So why does the Gemara have to say, people call me Asher HaMazik? Dachsach mir, this is also not a raya. That means, I feel that there's a chiv l'rapoisoi. The chiv is, I give you money to be merapa yourself. That is my chiv. That is how I'm merapa. Through this money, you're capable of healing yourself. What l'maise you do with the money? That's what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to be merapa you. And my oifin of ripu is to giving you money. But later you decide is my mal loy meirat, but my chiv is to give you money. Le rapa is a satz mechov. Afilu the chiv is ripu itake. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tone, we learned with kulam mishpalmen bemokem nesek. We learned that all these things, Tzah, Ripui, Sheves, Koishes, we pay B'mokim Nezek also. M'no ani mili. How do we know B'mokim Nezek? Now, Tzah we had before, kvoi, yet kviya tachas kviya is without a chabura. Chabura tachas chabura, Tosfos learns it speaking about also, Tosfos learns it is speaking about also without a nezek. Now how do you know if he made a nezek that he's also mechuyif to pay tzav? And the shayla is, there's few mahalchim out to learn pshat in the shayla. Rashi says here a svore, and Rashi in Chumash also says the svore. There's a svore to say, Allah yesh lo lekoitzitza b'shvil adomim shenot, I'm paying you for the hezek already, so this payment should cover all side problems. I'm paying you for the hezek, and maybe I don't have to pay you for the tzav. How do you know you pay for the tzav? Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derova Omar Kro Petza Tachas Potza Litein Tzav B'mokim Nezek. Petza Tachas Potza is telling us that you, even though you pay Nezek, Petza is already a wound, that there was a hezek from the wound, you pay Tzav also. Like the Gemara, Haimi Boilei L'Rabbeis Shoygik K'meizid V'Oinis K'rotza. We have another, it's Takim Yutel, this Potza Petza Tachas Potza. We needed to be marbe that chayvul is chayiv, ashoygik, anoynes, like as rishayim, it's anoynes gomo, anoynes keng neve. Im kein nichtev kro petza bipotza. It's miyuta tak, as if it's only coming for this, let's say petza bipotza, ma petza tachas potza, Shma minotarti that yechayiv tzar b'mokim nezek. And Taisa says, and that chavov amid beis, and we learn that all other things. Ripi b'mokim nezek, shevis b'mokim nezek, we learn everything from tzar. Rapope mishmei derova oma oma ko v'rapo yerapo litain refue b'mokim nezek. You pay refue b'mokim nezek. Like the Neboi, seems alts the kefal alosh. Like the Gemara, I'm yiboilei, the kefal losh you need for something else. The chetetone de bei Rabbi Shmuel, the ten bei Rabbi Shmuel, v'rapa yirapa, mikan shenit na reshus l'roife l'rapa. So the kefal losh you need for something. Kein nichtev ko v'roife yirapa. What's v'rapa yirapa? Shba mina ritein refue b'mokim nesek. But even though you pay nesek, you pay ripa. V'kati mi boile l'chda morim, the misne beikro beripu, we need the kefal aloshen to tell us that machma samake, you also pay ripu. In kain, leima kro, oi rape rape, oi yirape yirape, maive rape yirape, there's a shine aloshen also, shpaminolitein refue, bemokeim nezek. Sitze gemore, mechlal, the mashkachas lo shaloi b'mokim nezek. There's a refu shaloi b'mokim nezek also. Heiche mashkachas lo. Shaloi to refu b'mokim nezek. Mechal mashkachas shaloi b'mokim nezek. Shaloi b'mokim nezek. Shaloi to refu b'mokim nezek. One second. Not later, that's the Gemara. I'm skipping over the Gemara. Mechlal de mashkachas lo sai bai tzar and sai bai ripi shloi b'mokim nezik. Mechlal mashkachas lo shloi b'mokim nezik. Shloi b'mokim nezik echa mashkachas lo. Tzar kedektoni, tzar kvoi b'shput, ay b'maspo. Afilo al tzeporne, mokim sheino yisar chabure. Ripui da v'koi v'lei midi, b'solik, someone had a maka and it was healing. V'aisi lei sama charif, and a doctor came over to him and he says, you know, why are you, it's taking so slow to heal. I'll give you an ointment, a mamish, in 2 days will be taken care of. He gave him tak an ointment, v'ach v'rei lebisrei. So, perhaps the makeh healed, but the skin became, it lost its color, it doesn't have any color anymore, it has no color whatsoever. The skin is white. So, memele, the tzoich le suvi le samo, now you have to give him medicine, lankute gavle lebisrei. in order to bring back the color to the skin. So that's ripui shalei b'mokim nezik. That's not called a nezik. So he has the skin is white. So mamela, that's ripui shalei b'mokim nezik. Let's see what Rashi says. Avikom lemidi v'solik shalei make b'psorei b'hoisa misrape. I just like to be Messiah with the Ha'ore. The Gemara asks, how do you know Ripui b'mokim nezek? Tzar b'mokim nezek? Okay, it's better. Tachas potz. How do you know Ripui b'mokim nezek? So the Gemara says, from the Kefil Aloshin of Rapa Yerapa. Now, L'chayre, Bach Sechmir, the Posik that speaks about Ripui, says as follows. It's a Merdika Maise. V'chi Yerivun Anoshim, he didn't die. But he's sick. So this was a very serious hakah over here. We put the makah in prison to make sure he won't die. But if in Yochim Yisalach Bachutz Al Mishantai V'nika Hamake, then we let him out of prison. Rakshivta Yitem V'rapa Yerapa. Now, between you and me, if he gave such a hakor that there was a sofik, if he's going to die or not, Dach Sechmir, Ein Lachol Ripui V'mokim Nezek Odol Mizeh. Mein Lachere, the one is looking for a pot. How do you know you pay Ripui V'mokim Nezek? So isn't that Pashtei the Krot? And if for some reason the Pasuk is speaking about that, for some reason this is not called B'mokim Nezek, I don't know, he hit him and he was in a coma for the 2 weeks and then he got up and that's not called B'mokim Nezek, nothing happened to him. So the Gemara asks Akasha, so what's the case of Ripui Shaloi B'mokim Nezek? The Pasuk. It's Meiridik Modne, the Gemara is looking for a limud of Ripui B'mokim Nezek, and we have to find a Psaribu Yakro. So Mamanim Shech, either the Pasuk is Ripui B'mokim Nezek, that's Pashtei Dekro, so finish, you know, you pay Ripui B'mokim Nezek. And if that's called Shaloi B'mokim Nezek for some reason, so why does the Gemara have to look for a case of Shaloi B'mokim Nezek?